Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, we're flying high, we are excited, we are ecstatic about what today will hold. What about you? How empowered are you? How motivated are you? How in tune are you to what is happening right now in the universe? You see, I've learned that the universe will produce, the universe is a producer, and it will produce for you whatever you want, whatever you create. And so that's why we encourage you to tune in each and every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. You know, they used to tell us years ago that the early bird got the worm. You see, there's always competition on every level in every place. And do you believe that there is someone else competing for your excitement? There's someone else that is going to compete for your joy and your happiness. And that's why you want to start your day with confidence and motivation so that you can get it down deep in you. So you want to tune in to the show in the morning, and we certainly welcome those of you who are tuning in, and we thank you and we congratulate you for making, as Mr. Howard Scott would say and Miss Adele Foster would say, you're making a powerful, powerful investment. And if any of you know anything about monetary investments, because a lot of people, they understand monetary investments to some degree. They don't quite understand how the NASDAQ and how the Wall Street Journal, how the Wall Street works. They don't understand it totally, but they understand to a minute sense, the average person. But there are a lot of people who do understand exactly how it works. You put in something and you're expecting a larger return. And so as you, because you're expecting the place where you've invested this money, you're expecting it to go out and produce, and then produce and work on your behalf. Well, that's how it is. When you invest in yourself, you're expecting a production of something that's going to be greater than what you already have. And guess what? Personal investments work the same way, much like Wall Street. The only difference is sometimes with Wall Street, there can be a crash. With the financial investment industry, there can also be crashes. There can, you can suffer great loss from a single investment. Many people have down through the years. Well, the difference with personal investments is that it's very rare that you would suffer a great loss. You will invest, and God is, because he's now in charge of the return, and he's going to make sure that some of you are going to get tenfold, 50-fold, and 100-fold return investment. Now, that's something to get excited about. So no matter what you invest, God is going to be the one to add the increase. You know, he said some plant, some water, but it is God who has the increase. And as I heard a woman saying yesterday, that no matter if what pit you're in or ditch you're in, God is going to cause you to come out of that situation. Now, here we are with this economy. And a lot of people don't realize what season this is. And they mistook it for a very negative season because they fed into all the negative news. And that's one of the things I remember most about Mr. Howard, who was also one of the powerful speakers for the God Motivation Then Speak. You got to come out. I've never seen such an event where such a small investment is going to get you a gigantic return. I've never actually seen that. And as a matter of fact, if you start today and just put away $2, in other words, you're going to go to lunch today, and if you work, you're going to go to lunch and you're going to spend at least, even if you go to White Castle's today, you're going to spend at least $5. You can't even, you know, I was at White Castle's the other day, you can't hardly find anything on the meal to satisfy your lunch hour crave under $5. Certainly if you go to McDonald's, or maybe you go to Blimpies or Subway's, maybe you are able to go to other places like Applebee's, or maybe you even do the Red Lobster lunch thing. I'm in New Jersey, so Route 22 has this wonderful new diner, wherever you go. So just imagine cutting back on your lunch for the next 2 weeks until the 13th. Today is the 2nd. You know that's how many days you have left. That's 11 days. Less than $2 a day, y'all. You're in there. So what else can we get for $2? Well, let's see. So that's lunch. You can cut out lunch. Now, some people drink a lot of soda. It's too much, and I'm not even a health expert, though I'm going to have a health expert coming on the show very, very soon. The health expert is going to come on and tell us about these kinds of things. Soda. Most soda in the, and now some people, I know you call it pop. If you're from Cincinnati like me or Ohio, you call it pop, P-O-P. In some places in Alabama too, but in most other places they call it a soda, S-O-D-A. I know the Cincinnati people are saying, what is she talking about? Well, y'all, I left Cincinnati a while ago, so I no longer say pop unless I'm talking specifically to you all. But for less than $2 a day, you could be at a life-changing event. Now, I know that all of my friends are coming. I know you're coming, and even my enemies are coming, because many of the enemies are jealous of what I do. Well, if you come, you can learn how I did it and what I do, and you can do it too. That's how awesome this event is going to be. We don't mind sharing. You know, God didn't raise me up from the streets and jail and prostitution and all of that to stand back with my fancy suits, my fancy hair, my nice nails, and look like I've always been like this. No, he's opened my mouth that I can share with each and every one of you. And we have a caller who has something to say, so I'm going to open up the phone lines and welcome to the show. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
LaLisa is Adele Foster. I am calling from Plano, Texas, and I'm on fire.
I know you are.
I am on fire.
Wow.
I am truly on fire. Let me say this because from Thursday up until yesterday, it's been just one power pack. And I wasn't going to even say nothing this morning. I was just going to listen to your show this morning. So I was like, oh, she's touching bases now. She's talking about what you put out in the universe, you'll get back. She's talking about how you need to feed yourself, invest in yourself. You might not invest in Wall Street. But I'm listening to you, and I'm like, people need to know that they can invest in themselves at God Motivation and Speak, and the return is going to be so powerful for themselves. And I'm saying that because even though I'm going to be one of the speakers, you're going to be one of the speakers, Howard Scott's going to be one of the speakers, Waleed Hakeem's going to be one of the speakers, I'm saying that because I just sat back and I went to a conference and I listened to a bunch of speakers and I'm still on fire. Then I had to speak yesterday and it put me on fire even more. And then I'm listening to you and I'm like, okay, this has got to stop. And that's what God Motivation to Speak is going to be like on November 13th, 2011 in Newark, New Jersey. We're going to put people on fire.
Like wildfire, spreading.
Like wildfire. It's not going to stop.
Do people really understand the damage you can do when you are on fire and it is spreading, the damage that we can do to this poor economy, which is only poor if you think it's poor?
But that's just it.
It's only poor if you act like it's poor. I'll never forget. Hey, Dale, I spoke at Procter & Gamble, I believe it was 2006, and I spoke at their black employee group, and their theme that year was success, priceless. It's where you want to be. And throughout this long conference, and I mean, they had some powerful speakers. And I'll never forget that because at the time when this happened, when I sent them my paperwork for them to consider me as a speaker, I sent the book Release Your Power, which I'm going to be teaching on that starting next month right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. But that's the book that they said. They chose me over the number one Toastmaster speaker in the country at the time, Mr. Otis Williams. Many people know Mr. Otis Williams. And
yes.
And the lady told me that she wanted me to know because I was like, well, you know, I'm just unknown speaker. And she says, yes, but your message, we need that right now. And here's the thing. Throughout their day, they kept saying, they had these little skits they would do in these little intervals, and they would say, success, you have to walk success. Talk success and look like success.
Come on.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. People are walking around looking like failure, looking like they're losing out, talking like they're losers. It's got to stop. It's got to stop.
And you can't attract. You can't attract success if you're walking around looking like that. I'm going to tell
and
you.
And talking like that.
And talking like that.
Yeah.
When I decided that I wanted to be a speaker, oh, my God, I tell people I dressed the part. I got a chance
right.
to wear skirts, skirt suits, dresses, and I tell people, you know, I looked at my legs, and I said, oh, you got some pretty legs. You need to show these legs off. But I will tell you, I started dressing the part. I started talking the part, and people said, what is it that you do? I'm a speaker. I'm a trainer. This is what I do. And I wasn't even doing it then, but I was speaking it. I was speaking it over my life, and I created it. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you can speak that thing that you want into your life and create it right now. And you can even get it more so on November the 13th at God Motivation and Speak, because we're going to speak life into you as well. I'm on fire.
You are, yes.
I am on fire, Lisa.
Oh, you are there. And I can't wait till you get here. I can't get over how the many of years people told me I needed to meet you. I needed to meet you. You had already left New Jersey. And the thing is, because I kept traveling in the direction of my heart's desire, we end up not only meeting. This is better than meeting. This ain't even a meeting. And there is no way a person can tell me that the law of attraction does not work. Because, yes, because I saw myself as a speaker. Here I am speaking with two of the top motivational speakers in the country, Adele Foster, Howard Scott. I'm talking to you on the phone like we've been friends for 40, 50 years, and we have never even laid eyes physically on each other yet.
It's attraction.
And we're talking on the phone in the morning, in the afternoon. Now you're calling into the show. Mr. Howard Scott, who I used to couldn't wait till Monday to run over to the Priory and to hear him. And I used to sit there in awe of him and used to sit there. And this was back in 98-ish, 99-ish, somewhere around that time. And 97, I remember seeing it. Yep. I used to say, boy, if I could ever do that, if I could ever, and no, and then it went from, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and not even knowing that how I was going to do it. But I used to go there, and that's why I love the title of his book, Seeds Planted, Seeds Growing. You got to get it, but you got to get it planted. You can't sit at home on the phone talking about who she thinks she is and who he thinks he is, and this is B-U-S-S-S-S. You can't do that. And then be trying to think you're getting somewhere. You're not getting anywhere because your words are the seeds that will harvest you that huge investment.
And I was
going down.
It's
going down on November 13th.
Come on.
The November 13th is like a launch. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead because you're on fire, my sister. You go right on ahead. You sound like
girl,
me.
I'm so on fire. They better not let me nowhere near President Obama because he's gonna fund all of our. Listen, this country, regardless. Listen, we ain't even got international yet. We know how desperately they need. And see, that's one thing I love about the international market. They let you know they in need.
And
the countries
they
in
want.
Africa.
They
the countries in Ghana, they let you know they're in need. Canada, they'll tell you they're in need. But for somehow, America, we still would rather take $10, go to a nightclub and have a little bit of fun, go home, cry for the rest of the 6 months because he ain't called you back.
And it's not going to
well, you could have took that. I'm telling you, $20, less than $2 a day, you could be at Rutgers University not only changing your own life, but the future of your children, your cousins, your nephews, your nieces, your neighbors, and a rank stranger, a rank stranger.
And I'm going to tell you something, Alisa. One of the things that I learned over these past couple of days, if we just sow one seed, somebody else will come along and water it. We cannot help others until we have the funds to do it with. So I'm saying this because those of you that are listening, you need to start realizing you can create your own wealth. Don't wait on somebody to give you a job. Create your own job, okay?
But see, here's the problem. Yeah. But people don't want to hear it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be playing in a second. I'm going to play a little clip from an interview that I did with Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who authored Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice.
Mm.
Who authored What Makes the Great Great. This man has authored, and then he authored a book about African-American women. The man is, he's talking about heavy duty. You know Dr. Dennis Kimbrough was the one hanging out with Les Brown, Jewel Diamond Taylor,
mm-hmm.
and Iyala Von. The four of them traveled around the country back in the 80s with their motivational message, that's much like what we are about to do. It's
what
our
we're
season.
Doing. What we're
that,
doing.
What we're,
what
you.
We're doing.
I,
what we're doing.
I told you, y'all not leaving me out of the Atlanta trip. I'm sorry. I'm going.
I'm going to be in Atlanta right there with you, right? Okay. Listen, you already told me, Lilisi, my bag is packed. We're going to storm the nation.
Didn't I tell you?
But now, we're not just going to storm the nation because I've made some connections over the last couple of days that is going to take us international. That's going to take us international.
Well, listen, from Canada, here we come. Across Africa, here we come. Nigeria,
that's right.
Syria,
you see,
Kenya.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, if you're listening to this, you hear us speaking this. You speak life out into the universe, and the universe will give it back. That's why I got on, Lisa, because I heard you talk about the universe, okay? God is the universe. He's the center of our life. And when we speak those things that be not as though they were, they do manifest in our lives. And you got to understand that. Because just like Lisa spoke the fact that she wanted to be a speaker, what are you doing today, Lisa? You're speaking.
Speaking.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're right.
You
I
have
spoke
the
it,
same opportunity.
Wrote it down, got my skills together. I dealt with my own leadership. I tell you, it's all. And here, you know, here's the other thing. When it comes to the universe producing, I have the young lady there in Cincinnati, Ohio. I remember her. I remember when she listen. I know I can't tell her testimony because that's hers. But I'll just share this one. I remember. That's my little sister. So I she'll tell you. I remember when she had to sleep in a dresser drawer. Okay.
Mm.
We were babies. When she was a baby, and she's 8 years younger than me, so I remember. She didn't even have a crib. You slept in a dresser drawer. Luckily, we put you on the floor. And here's the thing. I remember when she didn't have a dime. And I remember she said one day she was going to own a dry cleaner. I'm gonna let you know. At that time, I wasn't into all this law of attraction and universe stuff. And I wasn't into the Lord like that. And I said to myself, you out your mind. You must be crazy. You are not going. Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That girl not only has cleaners, she has one full-service cleaners. Just go to Cincinnati and check it out. 8876 Colerain Avenue. Don't take my word for it. Just go check it out. This is my baby sister. Didn't have a dime. And I'm like, no way. Now she's talking about opening up 2-3 more stores. As
come
a matter of fact, this is how powerful the universe is. And that was 4 years ago. She's still in business. She started her store right on the crust of a recession. Don't tell me you can't do it. In Cincinnati? Ohio? Hello? She ain't in New York. She's not in California. She's in Cincinnati, y'all, the Midwest, the place my husband loves to talk about. We like to talk about Cincinnati. That's why Cincinnati got all that crazy stuff going on there now. He used to tease my mother and say that we didn't have enough news for a newspaper. Well, now they got too much news because every time you turn around, somebody's doing something crazy. But this place, here she is, getting ready to open up 2 more stores. And not only that, other people are telling her she's going to open stores. So the universe will send people to you that will support your vision.
Absolutely.
Not worry about people that are around you. Guess what? Don't worry about them. Listen, every time somebody speaks against you, God is raising up somebody, 2, 3, 4 people to come help you.
Well, you know, I'm not going to give the session away that we're doing on November the 13th, but I do want to say this. People, where you want to go, start aligning yourself up with the people who are going where you want to go. You know, if you have friends that you know more than those friends, go find you some new friends. Because you know more than them. You need people to raise you up. Get you some mentors. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right now, we are all destined to be successful. Success is within you. You just got to reach out for it. It's waiting for you to reach for it. The minute you reach for it, you walk into it, you'll receive it.
Yes. Now, tell them where they can go and sign up for this, because I know, I already told you, less than $2 a day, less than a third of a pack of cigarettes. Just why don't you get a pack with somebody and share them and save your $7, and now you got $7 towards your fee. Come, you will never regret it. But tell them where they can go, Adele, to sign up for this powerful, powerful thing. And if you're not in New Jersey, you know somebody that is in Philadelphia, New Jersey, tell them to go so they can come back and share what they've learned with you.
Well, I'm going to say this. If you're in Philadelphia, if you're in New Jersey, if you're in New York, you're in South Jersey, and I say New Jersey as a whole state, but I know people say I'm in South Jersey. I had a young lady contact me from South Jersey, which I'm going to call her, because I look at the East Coast and I say there's mass transportation. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. If you're in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, you need to be there. You can go register at GotMotivationThenSpeak.com. Again, that's GotMotivationThenSpeak.com. Or you give me a call. Call me. My number is 972-248-0101. I want to hear from you because I will tell you right now, this is an event you want to be at. And like Alicia said, if you're not in the area, if you're calling from another state, another country, but you know people in the area, let them know about this event. It's a life-changing event. We're going to take New York by storm in November 13, 2010. So we want to see you there.
Okay, thank you. Well, let me just take this little break and let you listen to this powerful interview. It's just a few minutes from Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. Hello, and welcome to The Power of Truth. I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams, and I am excited about the show today. We have a popular, fantastic, powerful, dynamic, motivational speaker, author, teacher, and just many, many things, a management consultant,
that is going to be on the show today. So I'm so glad that you decided to tune in and be with us on today. We're going to be talking today. Our focus, our topic for today is building wealth for kingdom building. Building wealth for kingdom building. And that is a topic that I think is on the minds of many people today in this wonderful new year of 2007. As many people have identified for themselves that this is the year of uncommon wealth increase and overflow. We're looking for God to do great and great and mighty things. And without being prepared, even if he brought us the wealth, what would we do with it? How would we be able to handle it? And so I'm going to be interviewing in just a moment the guest on our show today, none other than a person who specializes in all of these topics, and that is Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. Some of you know Dr. Kimbrough from a very famous book that he wrote called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And that is a book of daily motivations for African-American success and what makes, and he's also written a book called Daily Motivations for African-American Success and a book called What Makes the Great Great, Strategies for Extraordinary Achievement. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for the show today, and we just ask that you be with the guest, be with the person that is listening, and that you would be with the interviewer. And bless us in the Lord, our God and Savior, in Jesus' name, amen. So you are tuned in today to The Power of Truth. Our topic for today, building wealth for kingdom building. We know that it is our work to do, to build the kingdom, and we need money to do that. And we're going to be speaking in just a few minutes with Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who will be sharing some of his insights. And I believe we have him on the line right now, so I just want you to help me to welcome Dr. Kimbrough. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing great. I'm excited that you had agreed to be on the show today because we know that this is a very crucial time in just in all societies, parts of society, but particularly for African Americans.
Oh, I totally agree. You don't get the argument from me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I say that as we deal with this issue of being prepared to receive the wealth that might be laid up for us, there are probably some steps that a person needs to take. Would you agree or not?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I'm not one of those individuals that says everybody's got to be wealthy, everybody's got to be a millionaire. But what I am saying is that I want you completely fulfilled. And in all the scores of interviews that I had with peak performers and high-achieving men and women, they followed four common chords. Number one, they dreamed big dreams. They had a dream, a passion, something they desperately wanted to accomplish in life. Point number two, they were inner-directed versus outer-directed. In other words, they weren't so quick to believe well-meaning friends or family members who said, you can't do this, you can't do that. They walked through a beat of a different drummer. Number three, they dedicated themselves to lifelong learning. I mean, we don't go to school one period of our life. We're in school every day of our life. Life is a lesson. And then last but not least, they flat out refuse to fail. Now, anybody can take those same traits, keys, qualities, apply them in his or her life, and I guarantee you that will put you on the fast track.
Well, that is awesome, Dr. Kimbrough. I'm just so amazed and so, you know, blessed by your work. And we are going to be, you know, asking you some questions later about some of the books that you have written, some of the principles and strategies that you have outlined that would help one to grow rich. But I want to ask you right now, what would you say distinguishes the successful man or woman from the individual who is not successful?
Well, you know, when it comes to success, success is really a six-pointed star. And you can judge and gauge in life where you are by how many of these stars that you've incorporated in your life. But first and foremost, it's vision. Everything happens to you twice in life. First the inner, then the outer, first the thought, then the thing, first the mental, and then the physical. You know, sooner or later you've got to ask your question, what is my life's purpose? I mean, why did the Lord take time out of his schedule to blow breath into your lungs? If you live the normal life, you know, that's only, age 72 to age 74. That's only 25,000 days on Earth. That's all you get. So, I mean, the fact of the matter is people say, well, time is running out. Time isn't running out.
You know, that's good right there, because you do hear people say that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Kira, why is it that people think time is running out?
Well, time isn't running out, but your life is.
All right.
And the critical question that you've got to ask yourself, you know, what are you going to do with the rest of life that you have left? You know, I'm working on my fifth book right now. I'm surveying black millionaires, and these are ordinary folks, except for the fact that they've amassed and accumulated a nice sum of wealth. You know, unremarkable individuals. Probably what's remarkable about them is that they're unremarkable. No athletes, no entertainers, no celebrities, nothing like that. These are people that you would just pass on the street. But what they did, they knew exactly what they wanted to do in life. Goal setting is the master skill. Your goals must be believable, your goals must be achievable, your goals must be measurable, and your goals must be conceivable. What gets measured gets done. And so many people I just see in terms of they just take life for granted. I mean, you didn't have to be born here. You didn't have to be born in the United States, the most free and the most open society on the face of the earth. The only place where freedom has been tried. I mean, you could have been placed anywhere. I mean, how many people realize that yesterday, 3,000 children died in Africa yesterday?
That's right.
3,000 will die today.
Yeah.
3,000 are going to die tomorrow. As a matter of fact, 3,000 are going to die the rest of this week. 3,000 are going to die every day this month. 3,000 is going to die every day this year.
Wow.
Why? Because they made the mistake, these 3,000 children made the mistake of going to bed without a net.
Mm.
And they didn't have a sleeping net. And that insect that carries the malaria virus pierced their skin.
Jesus.
A sleeping net costs $8.
My God.
I mean, so why did God take you and place you in this special place? Because you're special. And there's going to be a great accounting based off of your gifts. Based off of your gifts. I mean, what did Jesus tell Peter? Praise is what I do. It's not about, in other words, it's not about all this nonsense, what you're wearing and what you're driving and everything. No, it's about love, gratitude, and grace. Giving thanks for the things that you do have.
Okay. I tell you, every time I listen to Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, every time I hear that, I think we have a caller. Caller 513. Maybe not. Maybe they put their hand up by mistake. Okay, Miss Adele, are you still with us?
I'm still with you, Lalisa.
Okay, listening. Were you able to hear the interview with Dr. Kimbrough?
Absolutely. Powerful.
Okay.
Very powerful. What are your thoughts? Oh, man. He's so right. He is so right. It is not about becoming a millionaire. But we do, each and every one of us have the ability to create wealth. But it does take a mindset change. Where's your mindset? And most of us, our mindset is on a poor mentality mindset. You know, a lot of us, especially as African American people, we've struggled all our lives. And so we still continue to struggle, and we think that like my mom would say, you know, we're still waiting for our ship to come in. Well, if you don't go out there and meet that ship, it's never going to come in. You got to make
something. It'll pass you right by.
It'll pass you right by, absolutely. You've got to make something happen. And one of the things that I do know, that nothing won't happen if you're sitting there saying, I wish I had, or someday I will. We're all saying someday I will, but if you get up off your asset, you can make something happen. You can make something happen. While you're sitting there watching people do things or wondering how things are happening, why don't you just get up and make something happen? I'm gonna share something with you, Lalisa, because it kind of appalls me sometimes, and I kind of get a little ruffled in my spirit about this because I know that God has given all of us gifts. He's given all of us talents. And when I look at people with these gifts and talents, and I'm saying, why aren't you doing something with it? Because I know they're sitting on their finances. They're sitting on the money that they could have. But instead of getting up and doing something with it, they think, oh, nobody wants this. But you know, we've heard the saying, what you think is trash is somebody else's treasure. Someone wants to buy what you have, but you just haven't presented it to them.
That's so
true. You have
true.
A gift. You have a gift. All of us, we have gifts. And each and every one of us that are listening to this, what are you taking with that gift to go to the next level? And for many of us, what we lack and we fear is marketing and sales. Internet
okay.
makes it so easy, so we have no excuse. And I'm teaching that right about now. But it's so true, because that it's the thing that gets me the most, that I know that people have the ability to be successful and they do nothing with it.
They do have the ability, and one of the things that people will get the November the 13th event, they will come and they will learn how to apply the skills, talents, and abilities that they know they have, and also how to tap into those that they have that they may not realize are there. You know, it all, you know, they say the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Absolutely.
And even if you are a speaker, you may already, we hope you are a speaker, but let us show you how to develop in that thing. Like Dr. Kimbrough said, learning, you don't go to school for one period of your life. You go to school for the rest of your life. Every day
absolutely.
Of your life is it's lifelong learning.
Is absolutely, Dr. Kimbrough is so right. Learning is a lifelong process. Most of us think once we get that high school diploma, once we get that degree, I've made it. No, you haven't.
Right.
I have a saying that when you come from a place that I know you can't grow, you should be constantly
right.
learning. It's a process. I'll tell you.
And the networking
I'm in my 50s, but I'm still growing.
Yeah.
I'm still learning. If I stop learning, I'll stop speaking. And I really will, because there's nothing else to talk about. But as long as I can pick up a book and read it.
Yeah, you'll crumble. This is your life path to speak and to share. Just like a surgeon, you know, comes alive. Some surgeons come alive when they're in the OR, when they're in the operating room. They come alive. You know, this is what makes you alive. And so your life is like a light that's going to shine on others who just come into the room. You know, I can see people being scared. I know people are lying, people are very skeptical. Skeptical, skepticism. The skepticism will keep you broke. Skepticism will keep you unhappy. Like Dr. Kimbrough says, he just wants to help people be fulfilled. You know, you're not going to come somewhere at $20 and think somebody's trying to get rich off of you. $20, we didn't say $200, $2,000,
$20. $20, and nobody's getting rich off of that.
One good meal, less than one good meal.
They're
going to
get a meal there. They're going to get a meal
there.
You're
going to get more.
They're going to get filled. They're going to get fed.
You're
going to
get more than a meal. You're going to be taught how to make the food from scratch.
How to take what you're learning and apply it.
Yes,
they're
going
to be able to take it and apply it, because they could sit there all day long and listen to us, LaLisa. But unless they walk out that door and apply it, it's not going to do them any good. But ladies and gentlemen, when I say this is going to be such good food, you're going to be so filled, you're not going to even want to eat. Because
now we have another caller. Let me take this.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome to the phone lines, area code 410. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Judy, and I'm from Lutherville, Maryland. And what you were just saying about the assets and that what's one person's junk is somebody else's treasure, it just reminded me, this is a catalyst to make me call in. I had taken some what I thought was silver that belonged to my mother, and I took it to a local auctioneer. And the gentleman that spoke to me said, oh, this is just silver plate. We wouldn't have any need for this. It's a very common pattern. I don't know what it's called. I said, well, do you know who would take it? He said, oh, yes, Goodwill or Salvation Army. I've never been treated so shabbily in my life. And this is a very prestigious auction house. I've referred a lot of people, which I'll never do again. But you're right. The importance of this is recognizing your talents or your assets, your treasure, something else, and not let some other person denigrate you and put
That's
you
right.
down. It doesn't matter what somebody else is thinking of me. It has no effect on me. If they don't tell me and I don't know they're thinking it, it can't touch me.
Well, I hope you know that Marilyn, not that far from Newark, New Jersey, so I hope that you're planning on coming on November 13th.
My parents used to work at Sherwin-Williams. That's how they met. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Newark and Sherwin-Williams.
Well, come. Right. We would love to. I would love to meet you. I know Miss Adele would love to meet you.
Absolutely.
It's November the 13th. That's not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. So it's way out of the way of the people's Thanksgiving traveling things. I'm telling you, you will bless the people by you being there, number one, and other people will also get blessed by coming and by giving. So we look forward to seeing you there. Come by my table or stop me and let me know that I'm the lady who called into the show last week from Maryland. You just get in your car. You know what? You've got to make it happen. I always tell people, if you want something that you never had before, you got to do something that you've never done before.
Keep doing what you've been doing the same way you've been doing it. You're going to get the same result, they say. It's true.
And you know that's the sign of insanity. And I'm going to say this to you.
Oh, yes, especially when you get a bad result the first time and keep running.
Well, you know what? Somebody's opinion is not your opinion of yourself.
Exactly.
And the thing is, step out of your comfort zone. Step out of it. Stretch yourself. And when you do, you'll watch doors open for you. You'll watch change take place. You've got it because the problem with society, we're in this mentality of what other people say or think or do. We don't live for them. That's their opinion. That's not yours. You didn't.
Well, now I've been a freelance journalist or writer since 1992 or 93, so I'm kind of used to wearing an invisible rubber suit.
I call it that thick skin. But you know what? Your life is about to change. Your life is about to change, and I'm speaking that into your life right now because I know it's about to change. You made the first step. You said something. You heard something, one thing that was said today, but it made you think about an experience that you had.
It was the law of attraction, which I've been dwelling on a lot within the last few weeks, that brought me to even get online and find her show and to make this call.
There's
definitely no accident there.
No, it's not. And you've got many things that are going to happen for you. I'm just going to say step out and do it. Don't think about it. And I have this thing about adults. And I say I have this thing about adults is because somewhere along the line when we grew up, we thought we were grown. Nobody said you were grown. So we put on filters and we stopped. We stopped doing the things that we could possibly happen in ourselves because we become so concerned about what others are going to think or may say or what have you. And even when we put on a thick skin, we still think about the process of how we're going to do something instead of just go and do it and make it happen.
But, I'm not perfect on it. I try to keep, you're right, I have my little, like, moments where I drop my suit.
But you know what, that's okay. But keep working with it. The law of attraction, I will tell you, I started studying metaphysics, started studying the law of attraction about 4 or 5 years ago, and I can't tell you the doors that have opened for me and the things that have happened. Because after I first saw The Secret, my first attraction was to have Jack Canfield as my keynote speaker, and it happened 4 years ago. I got to meet Jack Canfield in person as my keynote speaker, had lunch, dinner with him. It does happen. It's a mindset. You've got to believe in it, and you got to live it every day. That's what I do. I live it every day. I talk it every day.
Good for you. That's what you got to do. The repetition makes it a habit, becomes a part of you.
Absolutely. It takes 30 days to make something happen, to change what you're doing. So what I'm going to suggest to you, because I feel in my spirit, just I haven't met you, but I feel in my spirit that you have the ability to achieve what you want. And with the law of attraction, just be a constant reminder to yourself, these are the things that I'm going after in my life, and I'm going to have it.
Oh, I don't know how to take a different answer. I don't want to learn that. I get in touch with my inner Jersey girl several times every day. I'm in Maryland now.
Well, trust me, I'm here in Texas, and I tell people, you don't want the Jersey girl to come out. You don't want to see her. But, you know, I still have to be a reminder to myself, where am I going? And what do I want in my life? And what do I want to attract in my life? And so sometimes I have to put those folks to the side because I realize that's their stuff, not mine. But I say issues mean issue, not me. So I don't wear it.
It's really amazing the difference that one person can make, because I don't have that editor, that filter sometimes. And back in, and I'm thinking of this because they passed away last week, John Murphy from the Afro-American, and he was the publisher back in 1979. I was the assistant director of the Engineers Club in Baltimore, mm-hmm. and my boss, a white man, came over to the staff table, and he said, you see that black couple over there? She's got it in her head. She'd like to have a reception here. You've had more experience coming from a bunch of civil rights activists. You go handle it. You've had more practice with those people. And I thought, oh, you. So-and-so. So I walked over and introduced myself, treated them to lunch, and I said, well, you'd have to get somebody to sponsor you. And John said, yeah, big chance of that happening. I said, well, you could join. I could get you some sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he challenged me to it. And so I went upstairs, got the application, came down, and I'm filling it out. I think I didn't write the whole Afro-American publishing. It might have looked like it said AARP. So I handed it to the membership committee director, and he right away decided he was going to sign on, and he got him another sponsor. So the lady that John Murphy was marrying was Cab Calloway's daughter, Cammy Murphy.
And I so hate to cut off your story. I really do. Can you call back? You know what? I got to get these 12, seven keys of the qualities of a successful entrepreneur.
Okay.
No problem. Go ahead. Wrap it up if you can in the next.
No, that's okay.
So I can give these to some people called.
No, I just
want to
say that he was the first black member to be signed up as a member of the Engineers Club. And
wow.
It just taught me that it really is amazing the difference that one person can make if they just take action. It's like,
well, you
no
know
way
what?
Should
You're
any
making...
woman be denied. I mean, certainly affordability was not a factor. There's no reason that woman should have been denied having her reception where she wanted.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're going to have you. It sounds like we need to get you back on as a guest because, what is your first name again?
It's Judy Hanford is my full name.
Okay, Judy Hanford, why don't you do this? You can contact us. We gave you various websites. You have the GotMotivationTheNSpeak.com website.
Wait a minute, let me get my pen in my hand here.
Please get that because we want to see you in Newark. I think we have a serious, you know, divine connection going here, and we're not going to lose this.
Okay. What was that email address again, real quick?
It's the website. It's www.gotmotivationthenspeak.com.
SINSPEAK?
That's right. Got motivation.
Motivationthenspeak.com.
And you can, Adele, give her your email or phone number, whichever you want, and she can call you.
I'm going to give you my phone number. I'll give you my phone number, 972-248-0101.
972-248-0101, and that's Adele.
That's Adele.
Yes.
Yes, and we'll give, yes, you know, when you call, you'll get more information about God Motivation and Speaking. Also, we'll talk. I'll talk to you more about being on LaLisa's show. I think you got some good information.
All right, thank
yes.
you. I'll be in touch.
Yes, and my
okay.
number is 888. Yeah, my you can call my 800 number, 888-714-7776. Because I want to share this. Oh, my goodness. You can always go back and listen to the archive as well, because in the intro, I give out emails, websites, and phone numbers. Now, here's the thing. This show is an archive, but I know that some people wanted to know those seven key qualities of successful entrepreneurs, because we have many entrepreneurs on the line. Most of you on here are entrepreneurs, and you want to know what these are. Also, I want to let people know I have a grand opportunity for individuals who want to start the business of being a life coach. You want to start your own life coaching company, you've got to call me right away. I have an awesome, awesome opportunity that you won't believe. I've never put it out there like that, because this opportunity is unbelievable. You've got to call me, but you've got to be available November the 8th between 11 and 2. But call me for more information. You're going to love it, regardless of whether you're a coach or want to be. You're going to love the opportunity when I tell you what it is. So please, please call me. You have the number, 888-714-7776. Also, those seven keys, and then we'll come back and wrap up. The first key, I want to get a pen and paper and write these down. The first key is called common sense. Most successful business people consider that, believe it or not, their foundation of their success. And I remember when I was in psychology class right there at Essex, the psychology teacher used to tell us all the time, he used to say that common sense is not common, okay, and not everybody has it. So that just lets you know. He said the word common sense is kind of tricky, because it's common, it makes you think everybody has it, but they don't. So common sense is the combination of acquired knowledge plus your past experiences. Common sense comes from looking at your past experiences, making the adjustments, and going forward. And another quality of specialized of these entrepreneurs is the specialized knowledge of your field. Adele, that's why you're so successful in what you're doing. You have all of this knowledge about speaking. That's why Hope is very successful with her dry cleaners. She's been doing it since she was 14. She's been involved in the field. And many others of you who have businesses, this is why. You have to have this deep knowledge and love for what the business that you're in. That's why many people get into those network marketing companies and they cannot stay. There's not a deep love there. But the ones who go into the thing that they have deep love for, and they because love will bring about knowledge. See, when you love something, you're going to want to know everything. You know how we did that man, that woman. Well, you know how we did. We so in love with him, we want to know everything about him. But then we start knowing stuff, and we start found out, ooh, wait a minute. But anyway, we're like, ooh, I know too much. But love will bring about knowledge. And then another thing you want to know is self-confidence. Self-confidence. You got to have confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be successful, you have to believe in your own ability. And believe it or not, so many people don't do that. Self-confidence will allow you to be able to make informed decisions, and you won't feel so scary and at risk. Also, the ability to get things done is another one of the seven keys. You got to be able to get out there and get it done. Make it happen. You got to have that motivation that we talked about on Monday. And also, you got to have some self-control. It's a self-control that many people simply fail. You know, people just fail to develop that. Another thing you need as an entrepreneur, you got to be creative. You got to have creative thinking. You got to have a creative mindset. So you want to practice this. That's why we try to get people to do different things. We're trying to awaken that creativity within you. Go to a concert. Go to hear an orchestra. Go to a ballet. Go to an art museum. Go to any kind of a museum. Do things. That's how you wake up your creativity. Just how you get that juice flowing. Go play golf. Go play tennis. Go do something. Also, a successful entrepreneur needs to have the ability to lead. Successful entrepreneurs are capable of leading people to get the work done through them. And a leader, a great leader, can take an ordinary person and cause them to do extraordinary things, not the other way around. A leader, a true leader, an awesome leader, does not take an ordinary person and go, yuck, you're not doing nothing, you're nothing. No, no, no. A real leader would never, an awesome leader would never leave a person like that, because if that was the case, Jesus would have left us the way we were. But a real leader will take that ordinary employee, staff member, colleague, or whatever, and build them up, because they know in each and every person their talents and gifts. So that's the ability to lead. Get them to do what needs to be done. And the last thing is that you have to have self-reliance. Successful entrepreneurs, they try to take full responsibility for their actions. They don't blame others for why things aren't going well. And the outcome of their businesses depend on their actions and their decisions, and they know it. Now, if you have all of these qualities, then guess what? You're an entrepreneur, you're good to go. If you don't have them, develop them. If you don't know how to develop them, just keep listening to the Coach Alicia Show. That's what we're here to teach you from. And this, these seven qualities were listed by Mr. Noshe Kabir. And so there are people all over the world. I told you, y'all, the people in other countries, they are doing it and doing it big, big, big. All right. Wanted to get that out. Don't forget, if you want to be a life coach, if you want to be a coach, you got to call me. I'm trying to help people now. I got an opportunity. It's going to help somebody. But this is only for the people that want to be a coach. This is not just for people who want to spend money. I'm looking for people who actually want to be a life coach. Miss Foster, it's been awesome. It's been fabulous. I tell you. What
That's
a show.
Always, Alicia. I love you, my sister. I truly love you. And I tell you, we're going places, my girl.
I'm telling you, I told people on Facebook, I'm having the time of my life.
And that's the way life should be.
And that's why I listed all those nightclubs in Cincinnati. I said, you know what? I refuse to let the devil think that I had more fun with him. You know, when I was going to, I named the Monday night spot, the KT, it was the JK's and the KT's then on Tuesday, and I had the Wednesday Palm Room. Who could forget that? And then on Fridays, you had to go to the Viking Club, and Saturday, we went to the Arms Hotel. Let me tell you, I did a weekly rundown, and I think on Sunday I was resting, but and then I didn't know what we did on Thursday. I said, maybe that was the day I took a rest. She reminded me. She said, oh, no, we went to Kelly's on Thursday. She said she went to Kelly's on Thursday. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot about Kelly. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was, listen, that was when I was, listen, I was barely 18 doing all that. Okay?
And look 18. What you're doing.
And look at, so listen, no. I've always had, so I'm having fun, y'all. I'm having big fun running from conference to conference. Why? All those conferences. But nobody wouldn't ask me why I was going to all them clubs.
Come on, man.
Every night at a different club. Because that's where I went to have my fun. Now I have my fun and get fed and don't have to worry about why he didn't call me.
Come on now.
Because, you know, you was going to them clubs, giving out your little number and whatnot. Folk wasn't calling you. You was all mad. That's why half these chicks are that's why they're depressed. But if they come to our event, never leave depressed. Never. Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And every one of you, those that are calling from Maryland, Cincinnati, New Jersey, Patterson, South Jersey, Canada, those of you who are listening from all over the world, we appreciate you greatly. Adele, I can't do without you now. I need you on the show. You got to call in as much as you can. But we wish you all the success down there in Texas. I know you're speaking today. God bless you. Look at that, a speaker going to hear speakers. And to
Yes, that's you awesome. Got to do both. You got to stay fed too. You can't just pull out and not have somebody pull back in for you. Come on.
Well, come back in tomorrow. We got Mr. Versie Walker. You know, it's Midweek Motivation with Versie L. Walker. So he's going to come pumped up and ready because he know the fire has been lit. So anyway, come back in tomorrow. Thank God, right. Thank flame.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. but we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.